Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for another week of N4G Radio for the week of December 7th, 2009. And this week we have a very small room.
It's a very small room.
There's only three people here.
So small, so small.
So small.
Wrong reference. Brother. But with us we have Mr. Gamus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
And we have the Wombat Rye Wobbled.
I don't have a catchy catchphrase, so hello.
You need one.
I do need one.
You need one.
I need one.
I don't need one, apparently.
No, you don't need one.
And you need one.
I don't need one.
Yeah.
I'll give you a catchphrase. But no K-Dub. Not even on the Skype. Because apparently he's out having meatballs.
Yep.
Hello? Yeah.
So, we're going to do a show. We're going to do some fondling.
Who was that mysterious voice that just...
That just what?
Said hello.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh,
Fred Rogers.
My God.
Yeah.
How's it going, Fred Rogers?
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes? You ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
Around their hoes and musical instruments?
Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, yeah, Yo-Yo Ma. He uses a musical instrument a lot.
Right away.
Right away he does.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
See ya.
Yeah. That was weird.
Nah, not really. So, I guess we'll do some fondling. So, what's your note written on today, Mr. Khan?
Scrap paper.
Man, he's not being any fun.
I know. Wait, does it have anything on the back of it?
No.
No, come on,
Gambit. Actually, it does. It has some crosswords.
Some crosswords, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Says,
were they, are they done?
Yeah, it's actually the cheat sheet for the like the day before.
My God, man.
Nice. Hey, there's nothing wrong with crosswords. I happen to like crosswords.
No, yeah. I like crosswords, but a cheat sheet?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It kind of takes the point away.
It does.
Well, they, you know, they have them in the paper, you know, the next day after the day before.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Okay. On the Xbox 360, I played a little bit of Pac-Man Championship Edition.
I always like how you have the sound effects.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is, of course, it's incredible. It's awesome.
It's the bomb!
Yeah. I love the way it looks. I love the neon lights.
That's right. You haven't been able to play that in a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I played it. Almost a whole year.
Man, I can't believe I didn't even use that sound effect.
Wow, there
you go. Yeah. So I played a little bit of Championship Edition. And, of course, I played some more Peggle.
Peggle.
Yeah.
That's kind of the sound it makes.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Yeah, it's,
Is it just me, or do we sound like we totally don't even want to be here?
I think it's just one of those mornings.
I think it's because we're a little bit sick and under the weather. I'm still a little bit.
I'm not sick and under the weather.
Speaking for everybody else.
Well, you coughed a little bit ago.
Yeah, but that's just because he's a lifelong smoker.
Yeah. Oh, and then you cough.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Well, that's the excuse I'm going to go with.
That you're a lifelong smoker.
No.
Oh.
I'm still a little bit under the weather.
Gambus only smokes the hookah. He curls up with a nice hookah pipe.
Oh.
Smokes some double apple flavored tobacco.
Do you know what a pediatrician is?
I do know what a pediatrician is. Pediatricians would advise against.
Who takes care of children when they're ill.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Helps them to keep well.
And they would advise against smoking tobacco, just as I would.
Yeah, especially the double apple flavor.
Yeah, they would advise them against smoking anything, which I also would.
What the hell is the double apple flavor?
Oh, we've got this. Sorry, it's sort of a side story, but we've got one of the car dealers that I deal with where I work. He always, like, I guess perpetually, this is judging by just being on the phone with him and from the territory reps that we've had that go in there, is constantly smoking a hookah pipe with double apple-flavored tobacco in it. Is just, like, constantly smoking it. Never not smoking it.
That's awesome.
Well, does he think he's going to get some vitamin C from that tobacco?
I have no idea.
That's oranges, man.
But we all...
So
when we discussed smoking, that's the first thing that my head went to.
Hookah pipe?
Since I don't actually smoke myself, my first thought went to Muhammad smoking the hookah pipe.
Muhammad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I smoke orange peels. I get my vitamin C.
That's how you get your vitamin C?
Indeed.
Don't smoke, kids.
No, don't. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, it's...
it's an awful habit.
It's terrible.
That zero tolerance wishes he never started.
I do wish I'd never started it.
Yeah.
Because quitting is the hardest thing to do.
Wow. And somehow we got off on a smoking tangent, and it's all my fault. So
it is.
Let's redirect.
Alrighty.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Okay.
I can't even respond to that. Nope, both my kitties are safely at home. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gambus. What else are you playing?
I started playing not the newest version, but the old version. I played the original Assassin's Creed.
I saw that the other day. I'm like, really?
I need to go back and finish it. I never finished it.
Yeah, I started playing the original Assassin's Creed, and...
Did you still own it, or did you go buy it?
I actually bought it like a couple months ago.
Mm.
It was pretty cheap. Got it for a pretty good price.
You should have told me. I still have it. I'd have let you borrow it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A little late for that now.
Yeah, a little bit late. But, you know something?
I know a lot of things.
I like it. I really do.
Yeah, I really like that game.
I love the environments. I love the subject matter. I went into the game knowing that it was going to be repetitive. And
Assassin's Creed repetitive?
Assassin's Creed repetitive?
But I gotta say,
Creed repetitive?
And even though it is a repetitive game,
Assassin's wait, it's repetitive?
Creed repetitive?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying it repeats itself? Like you do the same thing over and over again?
Yeah. Kind of like this conversation.
Oh, gotcha.
I think you must want 143-6870.
What?
That's how many times you do the exact same thing over and over again in Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
But I still love it.
Yeah. the game has spectacular graphics. The animation is incredible. Granted, there is, you know, you run into the occasional technical hiccups, but then again, most ambitious games do have technical hiccups every once in a while. And I think it's pretty good. I think it's a good game. I mean, would I have been disappointed by it when it first came out? Maybe.
Yes.
I guess so. But since I'm walking into this, you know, with all the negative feedback into the game, I'm actually quite surprised that, well, not really surprised, but I'm actually really, really liking the game.
I actually discovered through playing that game that I don't mind doing the same thing over and over again if it's something I like.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed the combat in that game, and I enjoyed the, wow, you all right there?
Yeah.
I enjoyed all the, like, stuff you could do enough that it didn't, It never really bothered me that it was repetitive.
Then I have to warn you both, if you want to finish the first one, don't play the second one.
Why? Because it spoils it?
No, it's so much better.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that you'll never want to go back.
You'll never want to go back and play the first one. Because I thought about it. I'm like, I'm kind of getting into the story now. Maybe I should go back. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and finish the first one before I buy the second one.
God, the second one's so good.
Yeah, it's... I really like the story to Assassin's Creed. You know, the whole past memory embedded in...
Spoiler!
DNA.
For all three people in the world who haven't at least heard about the plot of Assassin's Creed.
And something that I've actually noticed, because Assassin's Creed is essentially a science fiction story, there's a story element that actually came to mind when I was playing it, and it's, I don't know if anybody's actually touched on this as a genre of sci-fi, but I'll just name it right here. It would be something that I would call the magical bed motif.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
You've already used that one.
Hey, shut up, Mr. Rogers. I'm trying to talk here.
So anyways, what about the beds?
It's called something I'm going to coin, the magical bed.
It's called
motif.
The Animus.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's a reoccurring theme in science fiction. It's the idea of a bed, usually magical or
scientific in nature.
Or scientific, that when you lay into it, you go on to a path of self-discovery or an adventure.
Are you using this just because of Avatar?
Well, I was going to bring up Total Recall.
Yeah, Total Recall
with
a good,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A good example of that.
Back from the 80s.
The Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix. The Matrix, Total Recall.
Give this people air.
Avatar.
Avatar, yeah. The
Airbender.
Yeah.
No, not the Airbender.
Give this people air.
Seems like there's plenty others that I'm just not thinking of right now.
Yeah, the idea of that this magical bed, you know, you lay into it and you basically come back out as a different person.
They have those beds in Las Vegas where you can't miss.
Yeah, and you definitely come out
a different person.
Yeah. I guess you could apply that to real life as well.
And now we're back to Fred Rogers talking about hoes.
Can you find the cat?
Wow. Okay,
it's
but
a good
reference
if you think about it.
But yeah, I like the idea of, you know, the main character Desmond, how he has past lives and that they're actually embedded into his DNA, I think is a really fantastic concept. I really think that's really cool.
Yeah, I like the concept. There were a lot of people that were really disappointed in that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really, really neat. Now, I do... I'm really, really... as everybody knows, the first Assassin's Creed takes place during the Crusades. I'm fascinated by that period of history.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really feel like it's an untapped period of history, mm-hmm. especially for video games, but also for film. I mean, there've been several movies out about the Crusades, but it's really when you compare it to modern wars or even, you know, more recently, the Civil War and that kind of stuff. It's just really untapped in terms of cinema and gaming. And I really wish more games took place during the Crusades.
You know what's really sad? The two movies that I think of when I think of the Crusades is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yep.
And Bram Stoker's Dracula, the prologue.
Yep. You know, the... that Kingdom of Heaven was about the Crusades, too.
Oh, okay.
Which I actually heard was pretty good, but I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it either.
So,
I thought about renting it a couple times, but...
But I really do wish more people, instead of going maybe the fantasy route, sort of medieval-style warfare,
mm-hmm.
more games should be set in the Crusades.
I agree. I think that'd be pretty sweet. But another game that I've been playing over the past week, actually I haven't played it as much as I wanted to, and not as much as I did the week before, but I played some more Modern Warfare 2. I ranked up a couple times. pretty good game. Pretty good indeed.
Indeed.
It's going to be up there for Game of the Year, my top 10 or whatever. It's going to be in the upper crust.
The upper crust.
Over the pizza pie.
Hey, Justin's not here.
Yeah, I know.
I guess the upper crust would be... Oh, never mind.
You're not allowed to use the stereotypical Italian voice unless Justin's here.
My bed.
My meatball.
Is it a magic bed?
Yes.
That's a spicy a magic bed.
Yes. But another game I've been playing. I probably played this more than any other game this week. Was Borderlands. And I'm a level 20 now. I'm slowly traversing my leveling up. And it's a good time. I actually played with a couple people, one of which is a listener, GrayF34. That's his name. His real name is Corey. Guy, give shout out to you. You're awesome. You helped me out big time. Corey was cool, and I also got to play with another fellow who I've been friends with for a couple of years. We met at the video arcade, and because I go to this arcade at the Dayton Mall, which is this mall that's close to here.
It's in Dayton?
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, it's...
Most people that listen to this show have no idea where Dayton is.
But it's a mall, and it actually has a video arcade, which is, you know, a dying breed, or in most cases a dead breed of a... place to go hang out, but I usually hang out this video arcade, there's a friend there who usually hangs out there as well, and he also plays Borderlands, and he goes by the name of Dark Heroes Fury, which is a cool name, I think.
You think?
Yeah, Dark Heroes Fury, yes. And he was a level 49 soldier, so he helped me out big time. He basically would just point at an enemy, and it would die.
I wish I could do that. Yeah. That'd be my special power.
That would be an awesome special power.
Die!
Die!
As I pointed you with my giant finger.
Yes.
Why's it got to be a giant finger?
Because that's an all-powerful finger.
Seems like it would be even cooler if it was so powerful, but it wasn't giant.
It's like a nub. I pointed you.
And then... I powered up my PS3.
I powered it up. For what?
And
now you're playing with power.
And I played quite simply only probably about 30 minutes or so, but I played the first 30 minutes of probably the most impressive action-adventure game I've ever played in the past decade.
By God.
Yeah, I played some, I actually skipped finishing Uncharted and went to 2.
Straight to Uncharted 2?
Yeah, and...
You skipped it.
Oh my God.
What a shame.
You know something? I'm like, man, it's taken me so long to go through the original one. I need to play at least some of the second one so I can have... you know, a definite knowledge as to if it's going to be Game of the Year, in my opinion. And I'll just say this from the first 30 minutes of it. Oh, my God. The benchmark for presentation, storytelling, animation, graphics, sound, immersion, just about every category you could think of in a video game has been elevated. The thing is... Most people be like, oh, Assassin's Creed 2. It's like not Assassin's Creed, but Uncharted. Uncharted 2 is like Uncharted 1, but better. And I have to say, in terms of gameplay, you could say that. It's definitely better. But in terms of presentation and storytelling and graphics, it blows the first one out of the freaking water. I mean,
and that's saying something because the first one was pretty incredible.
Yes, yes.
So incredible, Gamers Con couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell's up with that, man? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of great games that I have on my backlog, but
Do you have ways of showing you're angry?
Hey, yeah. Mr. Rogers, this doesn't concern you.
But, that's Gambus Khan showing he's angry to Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
Furry and brown.
Okay.
That's Fred Rogers disturbing our entire room and the entire audience.
I tell you, the very beginning of the game was extremely and extraordinarily captivating, beyond belief.
By God!
When you wake up on the... I don't know if I should give this away, but it's the
you're the only person.
It's the very, very,
very, very beginning. But when you wake up on the train, when Drake wakes up on the train, and you fall out of this train, and the train is, you know, it just felt so cinematic, like beyond even what the first one was. The first game was very cinematic as well, and there's been a lot of cinematic games, but this game was just so gripping, so immersive, just right from the get-go. And when he falls through the through the car, and he grabs hold of the bottom part of the train that's dangling from this giant snow covering mountain, and then you have to climb up the train car as parts of it are falling off, and I started to get the sense of
I was standing on a mountaintop.
I was starting to get kind of a vertigo feeling going. I actually kind of felt that I was like really high altitude, and was every time like a piece of the train car would fall off, it kind of startled me because I had the volume of my television turned up pretty loud, and it was just immersing me into the environment, and it was just so you know, straight up incredible. And then when you get to the inside car, and then the rest of the train starts falling, and you're running, and oh my God, I screamed at the TV. I was like ah, because when he was running and the freaking train was about to fall off the mountain, and you barely jump off of it and grab hold of the side of the mountain, I'm just like, oh my God, this game is just so gripping. And I felt my heart rate increase a little bit when I was playing that section, and I'm like, man, this opening sequence, I had to take a breather. I'm just like, man, this game is incredible, you know.
Oh yeah.
And then after that, you know, you start getting the story elements, and might I say, probably the best execution of writing and voice acting that I've ever seen in a video game. I mean, the part where Drake is talking to the other guy, I forgot his name.
Flynn.
But, yeah, and Claudia Black's character, Chloe, and they're sitting at this table, and they're just having this conversation at this table. You don't really see that in video games where people are just sitting down and having a conversation, you know. It's usually like they're usually standing up, and their actual conversation is basically reflecting the action that's going on in the game. But this game is actually taking a breather. It's like they're laying back, they're talking, they're having a conversation, and I'm just like, wow, this is like a benchmark in storytelling, you know, and the voice acting is beyond anything I've ever encountered in a game before.
You know what's funny is all three of those people.
Yeah,
have voice acting parts in Dragon Age Origins as well.
Sweet.
Nolan North, who does Drake, doesn't have a big speaking part, but the guy who voices Flynn, I think his last name is Valentine, and I can't remember his first name now, is Alistair, and Claudia Black is Morrigan. So two of the main characters in the game are voiced by those two. And then actually the guy who voices Sully is in Dragon Age Origins as well.
Sweet.
So they're quickly becoming like the top voice actors,
yeah,
it seems, in the game.
And
no pun intended.
I like that. I like that. I like how we're starting to know of like actual voice actors, you know, by name now.
Right.
You know, where you basically know that you're going to get a high quality performance in terms of storytelling. And yeah, it was just amazing. And the thing is, the sad thing is, as much as I'm looking forward to it, Final Fantasy XIII, I know that the voice acting, from what I've seen so far, I mean, I could be proven wrong, but from what I've seen so far, and you know, the actual style of storytelling of Final Fantasy XIII, I think it's going to fall short compared to Uncharted 2 in terms of
story. Well, if they have another laughing scene from, like, Final Fantasy X.
Ha, 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 ha.
I didn't play Final Fantasy X, and now I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
Because that might be the creepiest thing that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
In my entire life.
But, yeah.
It's pretty much paraphrased, too.
From like the trailers I've seen of Final Fantasy 13, it just seems like, you know, the same old teen anguish. Oh, I'm on a quest. You killed my sister.
Gambus, you should be a voice actor.
And you big meanie or something like that. You know, it's like
I'm on a quest.
It's like this teen anguish. Bull crap. I mean, come on. Video games have gotten more mature, not just in content, but in actual execution. And Uncharted, you know, you just see three grown adult characters having a conversation. They're not saying, "Oh, they're not," you know, cursing at each other. They're not, you know, saying "F you, mother effer." You know, it's not in that
type
of
mature. Mother effer.
It's actual maturity. It's actual maturity. And it's an evolution in storytelling.
Because despite the rating, mature people, quote unquote, don't sit around cussing like some people do.
That's fucked up.
Like the people in our room.
Yeah.
So language, despite the rating, isn't mature.
Yeah.
But just different definitions.
I have to say, Uncharted 2 benchmark for pretty much video games. Period, pretty much.
They probably felt really good after they had talked with her.
Probably. Drake and Flynn felt pretty good.
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
Okay. That is it.
What are you playing this week?
Future Fondling. I'll probably play some more Uncharted 2. I will say this though, I'll probably only play maybe a couple hours of Uncharted 2. And then be like, I need to finish the first one. So, some more Uncharted 2, definitely more Borderlands, more Modern Warfare 2, and Assassin's Creed. And I think I'm going to finally delve into Dragon Age Origins this week.
Great game.
See you then.
Alrighty then. See you, Roger.
Roger.
Roger Dodger.
Hello, Roger. Alright, we move on to the Wombat.
My fondling's real easy this week. Dragon Age. And nothing else. So.
Awesome.
I had to try and play some more so I could finally finish my review that I've been working on for way too long. Other than that, I played absolutely nothing. So in terms of future fondling, which I will jump directly into. I need to finish Dragon Age finally. I want to beat Assassin's Creed before I play the second one. Then I don't think I have much to go in the first one. Mm. And then I need to play NCAA basketball so I can review that this week. You know what? There was actually some more fondling from this week because last week I still hadn't finished Mario. Correct. I beat it. I shouldn't say I beat it. My wife and I beat it. And let me tell you, the last level is hard as crap. It's very, very difficult. But very, very fun. And then actually it unlocks, once you beat the last boss, it unlocks the bonus Star Road level.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't play any of that because we had to return it. So we didn't get a chance to play any of that.
Star Road level.
Eventually we're going to actually purchase it. So
Once we
create some distance between us and it for a little while, and we feel like we can go back and beat it again, we're gonna buy it. So, how was a great game?
How was Bowser?
Very tough. I don't quite know how to describe it because I really feel weird saying I don't want to spoil anything in Mario, but cause, I mean you know you're gonna fight you know you're gonna fight Bowser. But the way it's done is pretty cool. So I don't want to spoil it. The one thing I will say is it starts out, your battle with Bowser starts out just like the old like the original Super Mario Brothers on the NES, where you're on a bridge and you have to run across the other side of the bridge.
Awesome.
And hit a switch to drop him down into the... But it's very, very tough because he only jumps high... He's too tall for you to jump over.
Uh-huh.
And he only jumps high enough for you to run under him very, very rarely. And he doesn't give a really big tell when he does it. There's a subtle tell when he's going to jump. But you just basically have to guess, hey, he's going to jump and take off running. Because if you don't time it perfectly, he's going to land right on top of you.
So basically, that's just the beginning of the fight.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Alrighty.
But it's very, very, it's very, very fun.
So how is Claudia Black's character in Dragon Age Origins?
What does that have to do with Mario? I'm confused.
She's very evil, but she's a good guy, but she's a very, I shouldn't say evil, I guess. She's very cold.
She's chaotically good.
And has, I wouldn't even say she's chaotically good, to be honest. But she definitely has a very cold, callous, somewhat evil tinge to her.
So,
but she's, I mean, she's a good character. She ended up not being actually my favorite character in the game. Not even close,
Because I was just asking because she's got a pretty hot voice.
Oh, yeah, you'll like her character in the game. I personally think that, my favorite voice in the game, and it's weird, is the voice for Leliana because her accent is so odd.
Weird, yeah.
It's French, I guess. It almost sounds like an odd combination between French and some accent I can't quite pick out.
Yeah.
But it makes for a very you hang on her dialogue because the accent's so cool. At least I do. I enjoy her accent and her story. Her side story is really good.
Hmm.
But in Dragon Age, I'm actually, I've recruited most of the people I need to recruit.
I'm still trying to figure out who I missed.
I still have the elves left to. Oh, you're talking about people?
Yeah, and my party, because I didn't get the achievement for recruiting everybody, and I had a ton. I'm trying to figure out who I missed.
We'll have to discuss it after I finish the game.
Yeah.
Right now the only people I have left, or the only like group I have left to recruit to my army are the elves.
The elves is a pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
area.
What I've seen and heard a little bit about that. Unfortunately, I've had some stuff about the game spoiled that I wish I didn't have spoiled, but nothing that's gonna like be too disastrous for my playing the rest of the game. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I love the character interaction in that game. Just there's so much cool interaction either between the party banner when you're walking around and they talk back and forth, and your interaction with each of the characters is just, and the way the different characters respond to decisions that you make, it's really, really well done. So, and actually, normally in games like this, I shouldn't say normally. I used to be one of those people that would always save before I made a decision. And if I didn't like the outcome, I'd just go back and play it over again. But in this game, because there's so many decisions you can make, and technically also because I really don't have space for another save file on my very small 20-gig hard drive, I said, you know what, I'm just going to go through it, and the decisions I make are the decisions I make. And if I'll live with the consequences. The only exception to that was I made a decision accidentally by picking the wrong dialogue choice. And at first I thought, well, I'll just live with it. I don't want to spoil anything because it's a pretty major part. I thought, well, I'll just live with it. And then when I got back to camp and one of my party members, who I won't give away, was actually yelling at me in camp and lost like 30 points of reputation with me, I said, you know what? That's not the decision I wanted to make. So I started over again from there. But other than that, I've been going through it and just living with my decisions, and I actually find it a much more enjoyable way to play the game. Because, you know, the other nice thing is the game doesn't really afford you a lot of opportunities to do that, because some of the decisions that you make don't affect you until later on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So... it doesn't quite have, as much as I love the game, it doesn't quite have the same delayed consequences effect that The Witcher has. But I overall, I enjoy the game more than The Witcher. There's some things about The Witcher that I like, but overall, I think I enjoy Dragon Age better. Or more, I should say, not better. So, but, and then, other than that, future fondling, whatever Gamefly sends me this week, which hopefully it'll be Assassin's Creed 2, but I'm not holding my breath, which means it'll either be Forza, Ratchet and Clank, what else do I have on my list? Forza, Ratchet and Clank, Assassin's Creed, and something else that I can't remember. It'll probably be one of those that I end up getting. And then maybe I want to get back into Borderlands. You've got me stoked to get back into Borderlands eventually, but I got to beat Dragon Age first.
Do you know what level you were?
20.
20?
Yeah.
All three of us are level 20.
We need to play one night.
Yes. Speaking of which, on PS3, I got a message from Sam in Seattle. He was wanting to know when we were going to do a podcast game night.
I'd love to know that as well.
I'd love to know that as well.
Yeah.
We really need to play Uncharted 2 one night, multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yep. I like to play some Borderlands.
It's just so, I mean, I know we've said it before, but it's so hard with all of our schedules being so weird. I mean, Gambus works midnights. I work swing shifts where sometimes I work 9 to 6, sometimes I work 1 to 10, sometimes I work 11 to 8. Zero works all days.
I work the Dolly Parton shift.
Yeah. So
9 to 5.
It's just so hard for us to coordinate. And then, you know, obviously Killer Wolverine is hard at work all day long.
I thought there was going to be a follow-up.
Yeah, there wasn't. The joke was in the no follow-up. So it's just so hard to coordinate all of our schedules to the point where we can actually... You know, and we've all got families and stuff, too, so it's hard to coordinate our schedules to put something like that together, but we really need to try here in the next couple weeks before the holiday season to try and get some game time in with everybody.
Yes, I would love to play online a lot of different stuff. You know, I got pretty much everything, so...
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
what we need to do is just figure out a day that Gambus Con is off, and... we need to just plan it and say, look, we're playing games this day, and just work all of our schedules around it, if we can.
Thing is, Wednesdays are probably the best nights for me.
And I almost universally close on Wednesdays.
I can't do Wednesdays.
You can't do Wednesdays?
Nope.
So
Wednesdays is totally out of the question for me.
So it, therein lies the rub.
Well, the thing is, I'd say probably the second best day of the week would probably be Tuesdays. Like, night, as in after, like, 10 p.m.
Like, that's a possibility for me, but the problem
is...
But
it wouldn't be very long.
Yeah, because Zero... Well, I mean, I could play for a while on Tuesday nights, but Zero Tolerance needs to go to bed. Needs to go to Beddy-bye so he can wake up early in the morning.
In the morning.
So, we'll figure it out, though. I think we should commit to our listeners that we'll have a gaming night before the end of the year. I think we should commit.
Yes.
Okay. We commit that we'll have a gaming night before the end of the year.
Yes.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Arnold will be there. Fred Rogers will be there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he will be.
What a special friend you are.
Well, thanks, Fred. I appreciate that. You're a special friend, too. You're a special, very creepy friend.
Alright. Let's see. I'll start with my mini gaming. Well, my PSP Go. I don't have a PSP Go.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did you get a PSP Go?
I didn't. But I played the games that are designed for the PSP Go. They're called PSP Minis.
Minis.
Also... Found
called
on the
iPhone.
I was about to say. Also found on the iPhone.
I totally said that in my review. I'm like, I understand the iPhone obsession now because these games are great for the price. They were $3 and I reviewed both of them. One of them was called Echoes. And Echoes reminds me a lot of the Xbox Live arcade game called Crystal Quest, where basically you run around a map and you try to avoid things while picking up little gems. But in this one, every time you pick up a gem, you leave what's called an echo, which is like a shadow of yourself that flows around the room. And the more crystals you pick up, the more echoes there are, the more you have to avoid and dodge.
So it's kind of like, remember Snake that used to be on the old Nokia phones?
Yeah.
Where you started out small, and the more things you ate, you got bigger, and you had to avoid yourself?
Kind of, but your character doesn't get bigger. You just leave like these little shadows of yourself. And these shadows of yourself run on these little paths, and you have to avoid them.
Gotcha.
But it's a fun little time waster. It's $3. It's not bad. The other game that I played I really liked, which was called Blast Off, which is basically you have a rocket, and your goal is to shoot the rocket and then collect the astronauts who are lost in space and then exit the level. But the catch is like you can use the inertia of the planets to pull your rocket left and right, and then you have so much fuel and air that you can use to fly around and get them. The objective is to get them as fast as you can, find the best trajectory, grab them, and get in there in the quickest time. And it's really kind of addictive because you're like, oh, I can do this better, I can do that better, you know. And each level is like less than 10 seconds. So it's real fast, real quick-paced gaming. It's only $3. And it's actually really fun.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really fun. And the minis are totally like iPhone games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost word for word. In fact, I think some of these games may actually be on the iPhone.
Well,
so
Field Runners definitely is.
Yeah. So, and I mean, they're fun. I don't know that myself personally I would buy them, but if you're into that kind of like on-the-go gaming, really quick kind of ADD stuff like the iPhone is really good for, then, I mean, this works out well. I mean, it's nice that they made a service that works kind of like the iPhone service for the PSP Go. They're cheap, they're small, and they're fun, which is a good combination, I guess. I finished, I talked about Resident Evil last week. I did review that this week for the Wii. It's not bad. It is a good game. It's not, you know, like, oh my god, I have to have it kind of game. But if you're a fan of Resident Evil, you should definitely buy it because it picks up the story a lot and fills in a lot of gaps, which is nice. I'm trying to think of anything else on the PS3. I don't think I played anything this week, which is disappointing because I really meant to pick back up Ratchet & Clank and God of War Collection, and I just didn't find the time because I was playing Assassin's Creed 2 nonstop again. Because I absolutely adore that game. I think it's incredible. I can't stop playing it. Go buy it. That's all I can say at this point. I reviewed it. 9.6. Loved it.
Sweet.
I played the US Bayonetta demo. It's the same demo. It's still good. I'm looking forward to the game. I think it'll be a lot of fun when it comes out. Played Borderlands, which we talked about. I don't want to talk too much about games we've talked about over and over and over again, but Borderlands is excellent. I did play some more Peggle. I seem to fit in Peggle every week. I played Call of Duty Classic, which is basically the re-release of the original game on Live Arcade. Hey, you know, for an arcade game, it's really good, obviously, because it's the original Call of Duty, and it does look nice that now it's in widescreen and high resolution. I mean, it hasn't been redone, but it has been upgraded to high resolution, which it looks nice. And then I move on to the new stuff that I played this week, which the first thing I played was probably the thing I was kind of interested the most to play, but I didn't have high hopes for, which was Tony Hawk Ride.
How is that? I guess that pretty much just says it all right there, don't it?
I got it, and I got on the board, and you have to go through this, like, calibration of the board, which takes about, I guess, a couple minutes, and it's just so awkward. Like, it showed how old I was, because I used to be able to stand on a skateboard with wheels on it, and I almost fell off of this one several times. But, like, some of the tricks that it has you do, it's like the board thinks you're doing something else. And I know it's new technology and it's not mastered, but...
Then don't make me pay $60 or $100 for it or whatever.
$120.
Yeah.
But, like, I played on casual because it's, you know... It kind of puts you on the path and it doesn't really require you to tilt left and right to steer as much. You know, I failed the tutorial 3 or 4 times trying to get through it because it wouldn't recognize the trick I was trying to do. Because there's one trick where you have to kick the board up twist it to the left or the right, twist it back, and put it down while you're in the air. And I'm like, dude, I'm not a skateboarder. I'm 30 years old. I can't be doing this shit. You should just see me in the living room like,
And you were on casual?
Yeah, I was on casual.
Wow.
I'm sitting there trying to do this move, and he's doing something else. I'm like, no, motherfucker, I'm telling you to kick up and do this. And
so were you sliding around on the carpet?
Dude, I almost fell off the board a couple times. And, like, you see my feet fall off the board, and I'm, like, stumbling around. I'm like, God, I feel stupid. I'm like, why can't I just press, you know, triangle to grind?
Yeah.
And I really feel that the Tony Hawk franchise has gone from being a game that I would enjoy to being a game that the casual audience is just going to act stupid with for a while. Which really disappoints me, because that's my biggest fear of things like Natal and the Wii, is that these games become tailored for it, and we no longer get the hardcore versions of those games.
Well, they'll always be hardcore games. They just won't sell.
Well, there'll always be hardcore games, but if this sells, there will never be another hardcore Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is if people are still making hardcore games and they don't sell, they won't be big budget hardcore games. They're going to be small indie hardcore games.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I mean, I don't think we're in any danger of that quite yet. Well, I mean, you look at the sales on like Modern Warfare. And Uncharted 2 even had solid sales. Assassin's Creed 2. I mean, I don't think we're in any danger of that currently. No. But you never know in a couple generations what's going to happen.
Does anybody know when the new Skate game comes out?
Next year.
I mean, if that does well financially. You know,
well, it is the third one.
Yeah.
And it's now officially the only real skateboarding game, which I don't like because I'm not a big fan of the skate series.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to love Tony Hawk.
I loved Tony Hawk when it was totally, like, you know, arcadey.
I loved Tony Hawk all the way up until it was
Thug.
Oh, wait, which American Wasteland? Was American Wasteland before or after Thug?
After Thug.
After Thug, okay. Yeah, American Wasteland, I think I actually reviewed for the site. It was a decent game, but I didn't like it when they started putting story in there. It's like, I don't really care about story. I just want to skateboard.
Yeah.
Let me skateboard.
Well, that's the thing is Ride feels like it goes back to the old school where it's just a level, go out there, do your tricks and be done. But it's done in this other way. And all I've been wanting from Tony Hawk since they kept trying to improve it is just go back to the old way.
Yeah.
Give us levels. Give
let
us goals.
Skate. Yeah.
Let you skate. Do whatever you want
to
do.
I swear to God, if they released an HD version Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the original one.
Or two.
Yeah, they were both good.
Yeah.
If they released HD versions of those on Xbox Live Arcade PSN, I would buy them right now.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Those games were so good.
I still own, actually, I think, Tony Hawk Pro Skater on
PlayStation?
Either PlayStation. Yeah,
or
I think I do.
Did you have the Xbox version?
No, I have it on PlayStation. Mm. I have it on PlayStation.
Hey, you know what would be really, really awesome? If, like, a new Tony Hawk game, if there was an actual level where you're skating around in an amusement park to where you could actually go up to the top of
grind down a roller coaster?
Grind down
roller coaster.
An entire, like, steel roller coaster.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
I need to go dig around and see if I've still got that at the house.
God, I remember those games.
I had one of the Tony Hawks on Dreamcast too, but I don't remember which one.
They did both of them, one and two.
I think I may have had one on Dreamcast, not on PlayStation.
And then they re-released the first Tony, or was it Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2X
Xbox? Yes.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's has a lot of games laying around, but
yes, they
the first three and one through four were really good.
Yeah.
Really good games.
And after that, they just got too silly for me.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up with it. And even the new ones where they kind of remove the story a little bit, it's still not. It's still open world, which is not what Tony Hawk needs to be.
Yeah.
Just because open world works for some games doesn't mean it works for all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ride is not the advancement that I wanted.
Yeah, let me go back to having stock levels that I have to collect tapes in and collect skate in.
And Goldfinger.
And have Superman by Goldfinger playing in the background while I'm while I'm doing tricks in an empty pool.
God, those were the days.
Yeah.
Making
people like me who could never skateboard ever
do
feel like they could skateboard.
Crazy tricks.
Yeah.
The other games I played, I did play James Cameron's Avatar. I want to qualify that and not say that I played Avatar.
Well, you played that too.
Yeah, but I didn't really play it.
Well, yeah, but you played it long enough to get all the achievement points.
It's only 5 minutes.
Whore.
But I played James Cameron's Avatar, and it's not bad. It kind of has a Lost Planet vibe going on when you're on like this like secret planet, this tropical planet, and you're running around. And it's kind of neat because in the game, early on, you get to choose which side you want to play on.
Yeah.
And then they're kind of two different games. Like one game is a third-person shooter, and the other one is kind of like a melee third-person action game. The visuals of the levels are incredible. I think it looks really, really good. The character animations are kind of bulky and jumpy, which I'm not really a fan of. And the shooting is a little kind of sporadic and really fast and hard to aim sometimes. If you get used to it, it's not a bad game. It's just not a great game. I haven't played the multiplayer yet. Yeah, I said multiplayer.
Really?
Yeah, it's got 16-player multiplayer where you can play as either the Na'vi or the RDA, which is really kind of weird that they put that in there. I'm kind of curious if it's any good. Of course,
it'll probably be tacked on like
At the same time, are you really going to find 16 players on?
Yeah, exactly.
To play the game is the big question.
Maybe once the movie hits.
Maybe.
Now, we'll see. I don't know.
So are you in a mech when you're playing the game a lot of the time?
I haven't been in one at all. There's a ton of vehicles in the game. Like, I've driven a dune buggy, and I've driven a boat, and I think there are mechs in the game, but I haven't seen them.
Because there's mechs in the movie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that, like, how big the Na'vi are.
Yeah.
Like, when you get into your avatar and you're talking to the RDA people and you just, like, tower over them because you're, like, 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like the game. I think I'll finish it. I like that you have two stories that you can play through, and they're kind of different games. So, it's neat. It's definitely not $60 neat. I don't know if I'd suggest spending $60 on it. Maybe when it goes down to, like, 20 or 30.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of the movie and you're a fan of third-person action games, I think it might be worth picking up.
I'm definitely looking forward to the movie.
Well, the game's definitely not as big budget as the James Cameron's $300 million movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played the new Seen It. I don't even know what the subtitle is anymore, like Big Lights, Big Screen or something, I don't know. But I actually really like this one more than the other ones.
Really?
It has a lot of new, like, I've run into Cloverfield questions and Twilight questions.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's very current. I still feel, and I can't really blame this on the developers anymore, because I think this game was totally made by somebody else than the first two, because it's on all three systems, whereas the first two were only on Xbox.
Xbox, right.
but I think this one's a completely different developer. I'm still pissed that this isn't all DLC.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous. But I really love the new interface because there's no more of that stupid guy doing the introductions for every single puzzle. This little dude comes up and he's like, here's what the puzzle is, go do it.
Right.
And it's really good. The questions are really good. It's got all the same games that you've gotten used to, like guess the movie poster, watch the clip, answer the questions, look at the credits roll, tell me what movie this is. And it's, like I said, it's very, very current. Terminator Salvation has questions in it. Just very current. Transformers.
Really?
I mean, it's very current. Uses a lot of new movies. It seems more current than old. There's not... I didn't receive a ton of questions about older movies.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
It feels like it's more of the more modern movies than the older ones.
Like post-2000 movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of those in there. But then one of the clips that I watched was from George Romero, old black and white movie.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
The original Night of the Living Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is fun. If you like the Scenic games, I definitely think it's worth picking up for $40, because the DLC, in all honesty, probably would have cost you that over time. It just sucks having to switch the discs if you're having, like, a Scenic party or something. You know, you got three different games that you got to keep popping in. but it is a lot of fun, and what's cool is it's now on all three systems, so you can play it on the Wii or the PS3 or the 360.
Hmm.
So, it is very good. I do like the new interface a lot more than the old one. And then the last game I played, I'm playing for review this week, is MX vs. ATV Reflex, which I talked about the demo a couple weeks ago and how terrible it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because the demo doesn't teach you how to play the game. And that's probably why it's terrible. Because there's so much you need to know about that game. The tutorial takes you about 10 minutes to go through, and it teaches you that the right analog stick is now your best friend.
The right analog stick.
The right analog stick completely controls the rider. So it tilts him back, tilts him forward, tilts him left or right if he's leaning into a turn. Another thing that's really big with this version is terrain deformation. When you go over the track, it will leave a mark, and it will affect your riding. So if you leave these big grooves all over the track, when you come back around again, they're there. And if you hit them, you will slow down.
Hmm.
So it is... The thing I think is the problem with THQ's MX games now is they can't decide if they want to be an arcade game...
Or a sim.
Or a sim. Because this game takes a lot of dedication to learn. But at the same time, it's also trying to be fun for everybody, and it's going to fail at that.
So it's basically straddling the line between arcade and simulation.
Exactly, and this game is way too hard for people just to jump in and play. If you don't know how to play an MX game, you can't just jump in and go, oh, I'm having a good time, because you won't.
So basically, right analog stick, you're constantly using to make your rider lean.
Basically, you're driving with both analog sticks.
Okay.
So you're turning the bike with one and keeping your rider's weight balanced and things like that with the right one.
Thing is, I think that sounds actually kind of neat.
It is neat once you learn it, but when the demo doesn't give you the opportunity to learn it.
You see, that's just terrible on the demo's part.
Oh, yeah, because you're out there playing and you're like, why do I keep falling off my bike?
It's kind of like Dragon Ball Rage and Blast. The demo for that game doesn't really teach you how to play it. So.
I can't hear that without thinking of Dragon Ball Raging Ass.
Every single
time you say it.
Or Raisin Blast, right?
Or Raisin Blast, yes. Or Dragon Ball Raisin Blast.
Two scoops of raisins.
Yeah.
Two blasts of raisins.
Blasty Blast.
Two Kamehamehama, whatever the hell the thing is, of raisins.
Kamehamehamehama.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Which is actually a highway in Hawaii.
Kamehamehama?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Malikiliki Maka is a wise way.
Wow. Okay. That is not at all the right words, but it's okay.
I don't know. Do you know it?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you Hawaiian special? Hawaii 5-0 over there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, what was funny is you started doing the little
hula dance.
You were doing the hula dance while I was singing.
The wombat's doing the hula.
If you've got the time to dedicate to it, I definitely think that fans of the series will probably like this game.
Hmm.
Music is awful.
Really?
It's like all like thrash core. I'm driving around the track. I'm like, this is kind of giving me a headache.
Oh, and I forgot to tweet that we were starting the show.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's all right. We still got time. We still got plenty of time.
Still got some time on our side.
Time.
Wow. Both of you need to stop.
But yeah, MX versus ATV Reflex. If you're a fan, you should buy it. Look for my review this week on ZTGameDomain.com.
Sweet.
.com. This week, I intend to play Ketchup. Not mustard.
Ketchup. Oh, not mustard.
But I want to play more Assassin's Creed. And I want to start my second game, which I meant to do last week, which should be Ratchet and Clank. Hopefully I will get back into that. And I want to finish the God of War collection, which won't happen this week, but maybe I'll get to play it again.
I need to pick that up.
And I think I'm going to play more Reflex for my review, and I want to play Avatar. I'd like to finish it. Because I think it's a game that I'll enjoy finishing. So, once again, I have way too much to play.
You have to see if multiplayer is available. I mean, who knows? Maybe Avatar has a pretty decent multiplayer experience.
Yeah, but why would I want to get into it if like nobody's going to be playing it?
Well, I mean, there might be people playing it, but
I doubt it.
I mean, you might have a tough time finding a group of people to play it, but it might be pretty decent.
Yeah. Even if it's good, I will be disappointed that nobody's playing it. Because I guarantee you, nobody's playing. Nobody's playing Fear online, and that's a good game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an older game, though.
Yeah, but nobody was playing it when it came out.
Yeah.
So, you know why? It's called Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty is kind of like the, it's kind of like the black hole. It's sucking you in, man.
That and Halo. Those two games, between those two games, Xbox Live, man, that's it. I mean, some people still play Gears.
I'll probably be getting ODST here in the next couple weeks.
Oddest.
Yeah. Another future fondling, I plan on picking up the new Might and Magic game for the DS, which is an extreme departure from the other Might and Magic games because it has kind of a colorful anime aesthetic to it. And it's actually kind of a puzzle game, but it's kind of an RPG puzzle game at the same time.
I see.
Yeah. But reviews for it so far have been really, really good. Like it's getting like nines.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've finished up the fondling, we're going to move on to some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, even though he's not here, ever. Brought to you by Fred Rogers. Won't you be his neighbor? Because if you won't, he'll cut you. Cut your heart right out. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Did you ever hear of a musical instrument called a steel pan?
I have not, Fred.
Well, now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Penny Arcade Child's Play Charity, which if anybody doesn't know about this, is a great cause.
Yeah, it's a great cause.
Yeah.
They reached $1 million in donations.
Already.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Tim Schafer discusses Brutal Legend sales, and he confirms more DLC.
Oh, there's another game I still haven't played that I own and is sitting on my shelf, and I haven't even played it yet.
Said he was very happy with the commercial and critical reception.
Cool.
Which I guess he should be, because it's not a big budget game, not right. A big known game, and it's still sold decent.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not enough to keep him at EA, unfortunately, but...
Yeah. For sure.
Apparently Sunsoft, who
I remember Sunsoft.
Batman.
Yeah.
Is returning to Western game development.
I was about ready to say, man, I haven't heard of Sunsoft in forever.
Blaster Master.
A virtual console port of Blaster Master will be the first release.
Awesome.
Apparently there's going to be a World of Warcraft movie.
Yep. Heard that.
Yeah, directed by Sam Raimi.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
What?
Not a fan of Sam Raimi?
No, I like Raimi, but this doesn't fit.
I wonder what character Bruce Campbell's going to play.
Yeah, I don't know. He'll be in it, though.
I don't know. I mean, you watch Army of Darkness and basically add on another $200 million to it, and you can almost do a World of Warcraft movie.
That's a lot of money, though. Of course, Raimi's probably got it after Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, with all the people that are obsessed with Warcraft, with 11.5 million subscribers, or whatever they're up to now, they're probably over 12 now, but I don't know. I don't think they've announced that yet, so I doubt it.
And you got to figure that the money, a lot of it is probably coming right from Blizzard. They're probably, between Blizzard and the movie studio, I mean, Sam Raimi's set.
And from what I understand, it's not just one movie. It's going to be a series of movies.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Of course, everything
make an expansion movie.
Of course, everything is a series.
This movie's
going to
have
anymore.
An expansion pack.
Yeah, I know. Everything's got to be multiple movies now if it's successful.
Yeah, at least a trilogy.
Right.
Apparently, the PSP minis, which we talked about earlier, are rumored to be playable on the PS3 soon, which would be very cool.
That would be cool.
Konami has announced the release date for Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. What is the date? Does it even say? May 25th. So, there you go.
Meryl.
Apparently, there's a glitch in Assassin's Creed 2 that will trap players, and they need to start over.
So, they have to keep doing the same thing over and over again? So, it's just like the first one.
It's just like the first game.
Except the first game, the whole game was a trap.
God, that reminds me of the glitch in, what was it, Zelda?
Yeah.
Where you couldn't get back out of the cave.
Right.
Oh, that would suck, dude.
Man.
Especially since you can't update Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to patch Zelda.
Yeah.
Green Day is coming to Rock Band this month. Unfortunately, it's not their good stuff. It's the new album.
It also comes with a free sinus infection, so you can sound just like Billy Joe.
Oh, man.
White Knight Chronicles has been dated for the U.S. It should be here in February, along with 50 other games.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That game looks really good, though.
Yeah, it's got multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some really cool-looking multiplayer.
It does. And it'll probably be easier to play than in terms of multiplayer than, like, Demon Souls, where you have to go do items and stuff to play with other people.
The That's not a great time for it to be coming out, though, I gotta say.
It is not. No.
February is going to be a monster month.
It does have the benefit of a lot of people have been looking forward to that game for a while, so maybe it'll retain
It'll be another Demon Souls. Yeah. It'll be really niche, but a lot of people will really buy it.
Right. But it's coming out right before the RPG juggernaut.
And it's also coming out right after Mass Effect. So
yeah, but
it's in an RPG sandwich.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for White Knight Chronicles, the two other guys are definitely going to probably sell more.
Mass Effect, for PS3 only owners, Mass Effect's not even a consideration.
Yeah,
are those out there?
There are. There's a lot of them.
Whatever.
There's a lot of them.
They're catching up, man.
They shouldn't be catching up. These multi-console owners should be catching up.
Agreed.
Yeah.
People who own them all. See?
Not everybody has enough money to own them all or a nice cushy journalism gig that affords them the luxury of having all of them.
Hey, they're dirt cheap now. They really are.
I wouldn't say they're dirt cheap.
I saw somebody was offering an Xbox Pro this week for $100.
That's Best Buy, but that's not dirt cheap. I mean,
$100.
It's cheap,
it's $40
not.
More than a game.
Yeah.
It's less than two games.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to buy a great console for $100.
Not everybody can. Not everybody can afford to blow $100.
Well, then they need to stop buying games like Avatar.
Yeah.
Hey, this week, don't buy Avatar, buy another system.
There you go.
So
that's true.
You can get all the systems for under $250 if you buy a PS3 used. You can get it for $230. You can get a Wii for $199. You can get an Xbox for $199. That's kick ass.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Two bands that totally go together.
Oh my God!
Simon and Garfunkel and Slipknot are also next week's Rock Band DLC.
I heard that. When are they going to release the upside down bucket attachment for Rock Band so we can play the Slipknot songs?
No, that's Buckethead.
I thought Slipknot had dudes banging on buckets and stuff in the background too.
Well, they have different drummers, but the upside down bucket is Buckethead.
Right? Yeah, I know that.
Isn't it KFC bucket?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
You know,
I thought they had people banging on buckets in the background in Slipknot. Maybe I'm mistaken.
There's all kinds of noise going on in Slipknot.
It'd be awesome if it was actually a collaborative song.
You know what? I actually like Slipknot.
Yeah, I can't stand Slipknot
because it's not my kind of music. I mean, I like heavy metal, but that's a little different.
It's like thrash.
Unfortunately, it's from their new album, which I was not as huge a fan of as their old ones. So,
what's up with all these rock bands putting out crappy new albums?
Foo Fighters put out a good new album. It was a greatest hits.
and Dream Theater put out a great album about 6 months ago.
And six people bought it.
Yes. It's true, though.
It was a triple disc album,
dude,
too.
Dude, we used to get so many folks when I worked in music store. We used to get so many people in there looking for Dream Theater. Of course, we're in Middletown, so...
Yeah.
Most of the people here never moved past the hair metal stage, so...
The thing is, Dream Theater, they really haven't moved past the hair metal stage either. I mean, they still have a long hair.
Yeah.
Apparently, EA CEO John Riccitiello thinks that real-time strategy games are due for a fundamental innovation. And he thinks he wants to get the collective experience found in games on Facebook.
What?
Like the Farmville where a bunch of people come together. It'd be like an RTS, but a bunch of people playing together.
Interesting.
I mean, it's an interesting idea. Or not it'll work.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. But then again, there's a lot of interesting ideas that...
Don't do so hot?
Yeah.
See, man. Alien Breed Evolution is due on December 16th on Xbox Live, PS3, and PC next year.
Alien Breed!
But it is the newer game from Team 17.
Hmm.
The guys that did Worms.
Yeah. Interesting.
Traveler's Tales director calls for cheaper PSP Go games. Which, well, they are expensive.
He ought to call for a cheaper PSP Go.
He ought to call for his developers to make something besides a Lego game. Why are you talking smack, son? All you do is make Lego games.
Snap.
Apparently Mass Effect 2 has been announced that it will be two discs.
Yep.
So.
I saw that coming.
Well, yeah. This is going to take forever to load.
It's kind of a shame. Stuff like that that does kind of make me wish that Microsoft would have embraced Blu-ray.
Yeah, but that'd have been a terrible idea, and you know it.
Why?
To create an add-on.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't mean it as an add-on. I mean when the system first came out.
Well, it wasn't available when it first came out.
Yeah, Blu-ray wasn't even made
yet.
Right,
that's true. That's true.
So, unfortunately, they didn't have the opportunity to do that.
But instead of producing the HD DVD disaster add-on,
the thing is, I don't think they could even do an add-on for actual game implementation. Because
they could, but it would have flopped. I mean, if you remember Sega CD and Sega CD 32X, that was a bomb.
They could have just made it optional. You can either buy it on Blu-ray or you can buy it on DVD.
I think the next Xbox will probably employ
I'm sure it'll
Blu-ray.
Use Blu-ray.
Of course, I mean, I don't mind changing discs. It doesn't really bother me like it does some people.
I think people make a huge deal out of nothing.
Yeah.
It takes like 10 seconds. I mean, granted, I love to have everything on one disc. If I had a choice, that would be it.
Right.
But it's not as big of an inconvenience as some people would make you believe.
Right. The nice thing is at least you can copy it to the hard drive.
Exactly. Microsoft has announced Lips. Party Classics.
Lips. Oh,
so
my God.
What the fuck, again, why? Why do we have to put this on a disc? I know I stress that I'm not for digital download, but when you're just adding shit to a game, seriously.
Yeah.
Ugh. But I don't even think, this is just like a greatest hits version of Lips, which I wasn't aware that Lips was a hit. So I don't know how you could have the greatest of a game that it's not doing all that well. The games on demand service is coming to games for Windows Live, which is actually very cool. So now you'll be able to. So it's kind of like Steam.
Okay.
For Microsoft.
Yeah.
So you know how that goes. After Tiger Woods' big debacle this week, EA says their relationship with him is unchanged. So
that's a nice picture.
On the cover of the next game, it'll be that woman standing in the background with a golf club, smacking him upside the head.
Yeah.
Star Trek Online Collector's Edition has been detailed. Comes with a deluxe manual, as an art book, a 3-day guest pass for friends, with a unique red matter capacitor that gives extra energy for a short time. Fans of the classic uniforms will also gain access to the Next Generation and Deep Space Nine uniforms, all for a low, low price of $80. Infamous is getting a price drop and free DLC. Apparently, the Gigawatt Blades. It's coming to the PlayStation Store on December 10th. So, all the people that don't have them, and it's going down to $39.99.
Great game.
Yes, it was. I don't know if you read about the Taiwanese man who finished World of Warcraft.
I heard about this.
He basically completed every quest
achievement.
And every achievement available in the game.
And that's very, very monumental because there's a lot of achievements that only come by once a year during certain holidays.
Wow.
Like, Christmas, Halloween... there's a few other ones. I think there might be like a Valentine's Day one. But there's like specific achievements that you can only get during certain parts of the entire year. So just the fact that he's completely completed the game means that...
he has no life?
Yeah.
You have no idea how much time that would take. I mean, seriously.
Thousands of hours.
Ugh, my God, man.
Yeah.
As we talked about, the new Medal of Honor is going to be Modern Warfare now. Mm-hmm. And apparently the box art is a picture of a real dude.
Interesting.
That is something. I don't know what. But it's something.
Apparently there's a javelin cheater. I don't know anything about this in Modern Warfare.
Yeah,
2.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
There's a way, and I may get the actual specifics on how you do it mixed up, but if you equip a rocket launcher, even if it does any kind of rocket launcher, it can be the javelin missile launcher, the RPG, any of that, and you equip a grenade, like you're going to throw a grenade, and then hit the weapon switch button, as long as you only use your knife to kill people, if someone kills you, you explode, and you kill them with you. So a lot of people have been using it to nefarious ends, where basically they're just running around being suicide bombers, where they run up and try and stab people, and if they die, it doesn't matter, because they take out, they explode and take out one or two people with them, or whatever. So
apparently,
I was just going to say, apparently Microsoft is suspending players who they catch using glitch, and PSN is not.
That was the story.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Is that what's it say?
It says Xbox Live cheaters get the sharp smack while PSN users are clear, which is another reason why Xbox Live costs money. It's extremely monitored.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's another reason why it is.
And there's a huge discussion online about whether they should be suspended or not, because
they're not really doing anything.
They're not cheating. They're exploiting game mechanics. But then some people think that exploiting game mechanics is another form of cheating. Personally, to me, if you're doing something purposely that exploits the game and causes others to not have as much fun with it, then you're still cheating. But that's just me. I know there are people, there are purists who will disagree with me, but to me, don't purposely exploit game mechanics. Or if you want to purposely exploit game mechanics, don't be mad when people get mad at you for it.
All right. In the most counterproductive announcement I heard all week.
Oh, God.
The PSP Go is apparently rumored to be getting a UMD add-on drive. But it's not licensed by Sony.
No, Logitech's producing it, aren't they?
I think so. Let me see if it says down in here.
And it'll probably be bigger than the PSP Go.
Yeah, it is Logitech.
Yeah, it's just, that's idiocy. We're better off just moving on.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It'll probably have load times that are astronomical.
Yeah.
Apparently Walmart will be offering a $50 gift card with all Wii purchases this week.
Excellent. That is a sweet deal.
And the stupidest announcement I heard all week, you can now have a pet for your Xbox Live avatar.
Yeah, that's... talk about idiocy.
It was only a matter of time.
You know what, though?
What?
Women can now have a pony.
You
can buy a pony. Dude, I'm waiting on the first dude on my friends list to have a pony.
If you got, like, a cool pet for free...
In a game
as an achievement, that would be kind of
cool. Kind of like they're doing with the Chocobo.
Yeah.
You register on Twitter, you get a free Chocobo. That's fine.
Yeah.
But 240 points, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah, why would somebody pay to have a pet running around their avatar?
That's just stupid.
That's dumb.
Mirror's Edge is coming to the iPhone in 2010.
Interesting. Yeah.
There's a rumor going around that Sony themselves will be picking up Platinum Games' Bayonetta, which everybody's heard that the PS3 version is inferior. All this
has frame rate issues and so forth.
There's talks that Sony may pick up the game before it's released here in America and fix it.
Hmm.
So, if they do, big ups to Sony.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody else's mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
But honestly, they don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Game comes out in less than a month.
Yep.
So... Pixel Junk Shooter should be out on December 10th.
Sweet.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
Apparently the new Medal of Honor is set in Afghanistan, so take that for what you will. Glory of Heracles, launching January 18th.
That's the game I'm interested in.
Huh. The glory of Heracles, huh?
Yeah, I saw some gameplay pictures of it. It looks pretty good. It's a three-dimensional arcade, RPG game. It looks similar to like the Final Fantasy 3 and 4 games done by the developer Matrix.
Gotcha.
Apparently, EA CEO thinks that digital market share will surpass consoles next year.
No.
Might with the iPhone.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah, if you count iPhone, yeah, I can kind of see that. But in terms of actual console digital distribution, a couple more years.
In an announcement that makes you go, didn't they fucking do this already?
Yeah.
Sega announced the Sonic Classic Collection for Nintendo DS. Isn't this fucking available already? I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
I think it's been available about 5 or 6 times for different systems.
Has it ever been on the DS, though?
I don't think
so. Seems
like
that's the first time I've heard anything about it being on
the
DS.
It's like Sega sits around in meetings and like, what haven't we fucking exploited Sonic on?
Yeah.
Let's go do this. Figure it out.
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Almost every time they do a compilation, they still leave out Sonic CD, which is like the best Sonic game ever.
Yep, Sonic CD is a bomb.
Ironically enough, yeah.
That it's that was Sega CD game.
Yeah,
all 5 of them.
Yep.
In the most arrogant statement I read this week, Blizzard says, "Do not copy WoW because you will not be successful."
They.
I think those are words of wisdom. Actually,
they then proceeded to write a note that said, "Do you like me? Check yes or no," and passed it to the nearest girl in class.
Yeah.
Don't copy us, okay? Don't copy.
Thing is, though, that is pretty sound advice.
No, it is. It's very sound advice.
You gotta have your own thing if you're even thinking about going into competition against WoW.
Agreed.
You have to.
I just find the wording in that news story to be funny.
It is funny. Be like, don't copy us.
European PSP Go owners finally get an upper hand over American owners. Where in America, when you bought a PSP Go, you basically got told to bend over and take it. You weren't going to have a UMD drive anymore. Mm-hmm. In Europe, when you buy a PSP Go and sign up for the PlayStation Network, you get your choice of a free game.
Really?
And it's not a crappy game. You either get Gran Turismo, Assassin's Creed Bloodlines, or MotorStorm Arctic Edge, all of which are 3 brand new $40 games. Mm.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption has been slated for April 27th.
Red Dead Revolver was such a great game.
Apparently, the Rock Band Unplugged DLC has been put on hold, and they've already run through all the DLC they had planned. Which makes me wonder if that's a PR statement, as in, this shit ain't selling.
Right, exactly.
Ubisoft is planning 10 Natal games and 4 to 5 PS3 Wand games, which Sony really needs to make a name for this thing.
Yeah, other than PS3 Wand.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It is. Makes you sound like a fairy.
What? I hope you mean the flying fairy, like with the wings and everything.
Yes.
Spreads
yes.
the dust.
Yes.
Spread something.
Like a fairy godparent?
Yeah, like the oddly fair...
The Fairly Odd Parents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Ubisoft, and this excited me, Ubisoft announced 2 Assassin's Creed DLC packs, and they made a note that they are 1.8 gigs apiece.
Wow.
So I'm pumped for these.
That is large.
I am pumped for these.
That's what you call some juicy DLC.
Don't want to spoil anything what it's talking about in here, but I guess the first one will be in January. It's called The Battle of Forlì, and the second one is called Bonfire of the Vanities, will be available in February.
Bonfire of the Vanities.
Interesting.
Does that have anything to do with the movie?
Maybe. You never know.
Xbox Live, Games on Demand, Crackdown is there, finally. $20. And the DLC for it is now half price.
That's pretty sweet.
More exclusive demos... which is still stupid, in my opinion. Dante's Inferno demo hitting PS3 next week, which is exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play it and see how similar to God of War it is.
Yeah, I definitely won't play it. I like the subject matter of Dante's Inferno, so I think it'll be pretty sweet.
Well, 360 owners don't get to play it till Christmas Eve.
So.
Yep, that's why it's nice to be a multi-console owner.
Exactly. Apparently, a California gamer subpoenaed Bill Gates.
This is the same guy that was suing all three.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
That's his hobby.
I kind of question this news story, because if you've looked around the stores lately, Left 4 Dead is on sale everywhere. It's $40 everywhere. It's already had a $20 price drop.
Yeah.
In the first 2 weeks it was out. But apparently it sold 2 million copies. Now, my question here is, if you sold 2 million copies in 2 weeks, why the fuck did you drop the price?
Maybe a lot of those sales came after they dropped the price.
Yeah.
Because they dropped the price pretty early on. There were a lot of sales and stuff because of Black Friday and Christmas season.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
According to Valve, though, Left 4 Dead 2 DLC announcement is coming soon. It's called Left 4 Dead 3.
Snap.
Oh.
Burn.
It's called Bend Over.
Bend over and take it.
Yep.
Flagship's Mythos is apparently going to be reborn next year.
Hmm.
The free-to-play MMORPG, Mamorpig.
Mamorpig.
I'd like to get into one of those someday.
A Mamorpig?
Yeah.
Apparently, in the biggest news of Black Friday sales, Sony sold 440,000 PS3s during the week of Black Friday.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
That's a lot of
PlayStations. That's amazing. That's awesome. That's good stuff to hear. Definitely. I love hearing the industry just blowing stuff out of the water.
Yeah.
That makes me smile.
That is the most absurd story ever.
Mark Echo apparently considered a Macbeth adaptation for video games.
Hmm. Really?
Mark Echo!
Does it involve graffiti? Like getting up?
Getting up with Mark Echo.
I'd be like graffiti, somebody writes the word, The Witch.
Not to be outdone, Nintendo announced their Black Friday sales. But of course it just said Nintendo.
Right.
It didn't say what system. So Nintendo sold 1.5 million pieces of hardware during the week of Thanksgiving, which I'm guessing a million of those
are DSs.
DSs.
I agree. Yeah.
Crow Team announced Serious Sam HD, the second encounter, before the first one even came out. Which is awesome, though, because I love Serious Sam.
Yeah, I love Serious Sam, and God, that looks awesome.
I cannot wait for the first one to launch.
It kind of has a Borderlands look.
No, it's got a Serious Sam look.
Yeah,
Borderlands had a Serious Sam look.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Serious Sam is classic old-school Doom-style
first-person
shooter.
Not even that old-school, but still.
It's old to us.
Yeah.
But the first two games were incredible, and now they're coming in full HD glory. Oh, it's going to be all. It's already out on PC.
Did you remember how much time we spent playing Serious Sam 2 on Xbox Live?
Well, these are all co-op now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait!
Great stuff.
Apparently, Brink. They showed some new footage of Brink.
Which looks awesome.
And they basically delayed it, too, which I don't even know why anybody thought this was coming out any sooner than middle of next year.
Yeah. It looks phenomenal. Really, really good.
Apparently, Yakuza 3 is coming to Germany for March.
Sweet.
Yeah.
The Madden update is coming. Apparently, you'll get neon green uniforms for the Seahawks.
Cool.
I'll be interested to see how that changes the game.
What, neon green uniforms?
No, the stat updates. Motherfucker! Puzzle Quest 2 is coming to 360 and DS in spring.
Didn't we cover that last week?
Is this last week? Yeah, I think
we're on
last week's.
Yep, we're on
last week. Because last week I said, isn't that called Glatrix?
Yes.
Remember I said that last week?
Yes, so.
remember when you said that?
Remember last week when I said, isn't that Glatrix, and everybody laughed?
I think we're on this one. Yeah. I don't think we read this one, did we?
I don't know.
Alright. You know what news story wasn't on here that I was amazed was not on here?
What's that?
And the question brings it up. The Saboteur. Did you read about this? Did you hear about this? Did you read about this? Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this?
The Saboteur apparently has boobies in it, as you know. There's a stripper scene. There's strippers in your club, whatever. The nudity is only available if you buy the game new.
What?
The game comes with a card. that has a code on it. And that code unlocks what they're calling DLC nudity. And it's only available in new copies, and if you buy a used copy, you have to pay for that key again, which is $5.
What?
What?
So
you have to pay additional $5
to see the boobies?
To see nudity.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you right now. If you pay $5 to download virtual boobs, you need to grow up.
You know what, though? That's fucking brilliant marketing. If you sit and think about it for a second.
Yeah, I guess, but it's still dumb.
Because even the people that buy the game used will spend the $5 to see the boobies. I guarantee you they will.
If you spend $5 to see pixelated boobs, you need to grow up.
Hey, they might be in HD.
I don't care if they're in HD or not. You need to grow up.
HD. Anyway, now we'll move on to the questions. First question comes from Dayman. He says, hello, crew, it's me, Dayman.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Here to ask those few important gaming questions that just seem to invade my mind. I have to reach deep into my gaming subconscious just for you guys to give your thoughts and opinion. Without all of you, I would be brain stumped, pondering my own existence, or at least that of my PS3. So without further waiting, bring forth the questions. I'm still getting sick of all these pre-order special items nonsense.
Agreed.
From in-game items and costumes that are later available to be purchased or even unlocked. Hell, the new game The Saboteur will feature a knife as an item. When will this madness end? Besides my rant, question is, what game in the near, far-off future would you like to see have a crazy, useless item, and what item would that be?
Boobies.
You know, I'd say Golden Jetpack, but Dark Void took care of that for me.
Yeah. I'd say horse armor, but that's been done to death.
Actually, they need to... Here's the most brilliant marketing scheme ever. Make Bayonetta DLC get to see her boobs. How many nerdy perverts would pay for that?
Give me a break.
Jason would.
You know what I'm waiting for?
What's that?
I'm waiting for the ending of the game to be downloadable content.
Oh, crap. Don't give them any ideas.
That's what I'm waiting for. You get all the way to the end of the game, and then it's like, hey, if you want to see the CGI ending, you got to pay $2 for downloadable content.
That would be so terrible.
That's what I'm waiting
for. Oh, my
for.
God. That is a terrible...
Yes, I've read about that in the Bible.
Yeah, that's the future of DLC right there.
Prophesized,
please. Apparently.
On a serious note, I don't want to see exclusive DLC, but as far as crazy items go, I think Red Faction takes the cake with the ostrich.
The ostrich hammer, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, if you're the type of person that likes to buy DLC, I'm sure God of War 3 could have some cool DLC.
Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
No. No.
Okay.
Alright, my big screen LCD TV may not be the biggest on the block, I'm not comparing, but it does support 1080p. While I do understand most cross-platform games won't support this high resolution, why is it we don't see games only for PS3 and 1080p? Uncharted 2 and Little Big Planet, when am I going to see games graphics pushed to the limit? Tell me why my high-definition gaming isn't the highest it could be. In all honesty, it's the PlayStation. Every 360 game is in 1080p. I have a 1080p TV.
Well, they're not. No, I think he's talking about like native 1080p.
Native 1080p?
Yes.
Nah,
he's not talking about upscaled. He's talking about native 1080p,
like,
I think.
Good luck.
Yeah. There's not a lot of games that support that.
It takes
just
a lot of space and a lot of time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is why, I mean, if you're going to see games like that this generation, it's going to be on the PlayStation. But the problem is, it's not widespread enough, I don't think, at this point, for them to be as concerned about it as they are about the other aspects that go into making the game.
I'll tell you what, though. Sony could go a long way with making it upscale to 1080p,
right.
Because there's just something about seeing the 1080p logo on my TV that makes me feel special.
Hey, you know something? Harken back to the last question. Unlock 1080p mode as DLC.
With DLC. There you go.
Mr. McFeely.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure there's all sorts of technical reasons why they can't, 1080p native isn't as widespread in video games right now. in terms of performance and stuff, but I'm not going to even pretend like I know enough about it to discuss that subject.
So, yeah, leave that to the guys that, like, analyze the resolution of Ghostbusters.
Right. Yeah, I'm not in that crowd.
All I know is Uncharted looked fucking awesome on TV.
I'm not techie enough to know all the ins and outs of that. I just like to play games.
Exactly.
All right, next question. I'm seeing more and more games coming out with this movie-making replay filming. Uncharted 2 has it in multiplayer, so does Dissidia. Do you think this is going to be a new trend set in the gaming industry? Should I be expecting the next Mass Effect game to have a YouTube upload link? Also, when are we listeners going to get to see some of your battles over Uncharted 2? I would love to see the whole crew take arms in a game.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Halo really made that popular with Halo 3's Battle Theater.
Yes.
That thing was like nuts. I remember recording games all the time. I think it's an awesome feature.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love, even when it was just recording replays in various games, I always love stuff like that. And a YouTube upload feature is a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, Supersonic. Power racket battle cars. It does a YouTube upload, which is awesome.
That's a great idea.
I also think it'd be pretty sweet if, like, MMOs did it, to where if you're, like, going on a raid or if you're fighting a boss character with a large group of people.
You could do a video capture and then a...
Yeah, so you can basically relive the moment of when you defeated that dragon with all of your friends.
I definitely love that stuff. I think MX versus ATV Reflex... when they do the replay of the race you just did, it shows you a highlight reel of all the cool stuff that happened race, which is really awesome.
I'd even like a game like Dragon Age. I wish it had YouTube upload.
Yeah.
So you could do, like, especially for like boss strategies and stuff. That would be a great idea.
I think capturing video of video games is becoming bigger and bigger, and as it becomes bigger and bigger, we're going to get more of these options to do something like this. But I think it's really cool.
It's not just going to be for the people who can afford to have a high-tech video capture device.
Yeah, those things are expensive.
Yeah,
I mean,
HD capture device is very expensive.
There's no middle ground either. You either buy the cheap, shitty one like the one we have here, which is like $60, or you go spend $1,000.
Right.
There's no middle ground, which sucks. He says, not my best questions, but thanks for listening anyway. By the time you get to this message, I should just be waking up, getting dressed, heading for school, coming home from school, and eating lunch. All while you guys are still 8 hours in and still haven't passed what's fondling your console.
That is the truth.
Those were some good questions.
Those were.
Yeah.
All right, next question comes from Encore03. He says, can any of you guys draw well?
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
I'm a terrible artist. I've always wished I could draw, but I'm not. I'm terrible.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I tried several times, but no.
There you go.
Yeah.
Second question. Do any of you guys think it would be cool if next time there are no big releases that you had a retro-themed episode? This would mean that you would play and talk about current games a little, but revisit games of the past as a focus of the episode. What do you think?
You know what's funny is I haven't seen this question, but I was just thinking that the other day, that we should do a retro, nothing more recent. Like, we should have an assignment 1 week where we're not allowed to play anything more recent than 16-bit, and come back and do an entire episode themed around.
Well, not all of us have our 16-bits hooked up to the television.
Dude, am I going to have to wait till we're off air and tell you an emulator to download?
Yeah.
I just need to rip out my Dreamcast.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe something that's, past gen.
Maybe we should do, like, episode themes once every few months and do, like a PlayStation 2 episode and a Dreamcast.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
As a matter of fact, my Dreamcast is still hooked up to my television currently.
God. Mine was until recently. Now my original NES is hooked back up to the television.
You know, wonder with my VGA cable hooking it up to my 1080p TV, what the Dreamcast would look like. That might be some sweet shit.
That's a good question right there.
And his final question, what are your game of the years for 2007?
Ooh.
Seven?
Well, we actually did a game of the year episode that year. Mine was Mass Effect.
Wow, I have to like think back. I don't even remember what came out in 2007.
I think mine was Mario Galaxy.
Yours was Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy.
And yours was
what the hell?
Crackdown, I think.
Was that 2007?
Yeah, it was March of 2007.
I thought Crackdown was number
really?
Two.
It may have been number two.
And I thought
two.
I picked Galaxy as my number one.
It may have.
It might have been.
Mine for sure. My top two for sure. I don't remember what number three were, but my top two for sure was Mass Effect and then Uncharted 1 were my top two.
My God, man. That was a good year, too.
That was a fantastic year. That was the same year Bioshock came out.
God.
That was a fantastic year.
But as good of a year as 07 was and as 09 is... I think next year is going to be the...
Dude, next year looks to be the crown jewel.
Yeah, it's going to be the crowned jewel by summertime.
Ugh.
We would have already had as much quality games from a fall release by the time we get to summertime.
And heaven only knows what's going to come out in the fall.
Yeah.
Other than Halo Reach.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think 2010, there's going to be a quiet... time. It's going to be called August.
Yeah.
And that'll be about it.
It's getting ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
My wallet am cry.
Agreed.
It's completely absurd.
I'm trying to remember what else was on my list for 2007. That was a great year.
All right. Next question comes from Lee Kelly.
Hello, Lee.
He says, yo, crew, I only just joined the forums after having listened to all of your episodes
and have
loved every single one.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, thank you.
Now enough brown nosing and into the good stuff. Where did you guys get the awesome opening closing songs and who wrote performed them? It's amazing how many times we get this question.
Yeah.
But they are written and performed by one of our special guests and friends of the show, Brian the Boogeyman Peterson. He can be found on Twitter at BGYMan. And he can also be found on MySpace under the Feast of the Dead.
And he's on Facebook, too, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't use it as much. His music
much.
Page is actually
is on
MySpace.
MySpace. Yeah.
So
but, and he actually, if you send him a message, I'm sure he'd love to talk to you about the music.
Oh, definitely.
Because he loves to talk to folks about it.
He says, number two, what are your guys' favorite custom classes in MW2, Modern Warfare 2 for the... layman. At the moment, mine is Famas with holographic sight and heartbeat sensor with a rocket launcher. Bling,
wow.
Marathon, Stopping Power, and Painkiller are my perks. You know, I haven't even played enough of that game online to know what my favorite custom class is, but I don't care for the heartbeat sensor.
You don't like the heartbeat sensor?
I don't like it.
Yeah. It's just like a secondary radar. It's kind of like you're looking... Because you have to look at the radar... And then you're looking at the heartbeat sensor, which works as a radar.
Well, it doesn't have regular radar, does it? Does Modern Warfare have regular radar?
Yeah, yeah.
In the multiplayer? Maybe
yeah, it
I
does.
Just didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's in the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's got that like it's got a little version of the map, and then it shows everybody kind of running around.
It's a little small.
I played exactly three, I think, games of Modern Warfare 2 online, so I'm not the person to ask. I'm not at all familiar with the custom class or like all the options for custom classes and all the perks and everything.
Well, I like using the marathon perk. I like to run.
You like to run
I
away
like
from
running.
The battle.
I can't really remember the gun that I use a lot, but it's got kind of a white tannish look, and I use a laser sight. I like the laser sight.
That people can see you coming.
I did like the holographic sight, though. I will say I like those. That's pretty neat.
All right, and his third one says, do you ever get tired of making awesome shows? He said, shit, I can't stop brown nosing.
If we ever made an awesome show, we might get tired of it.
Yeah, what's up?
Thing is, to be all honest, doing this show is one of the things I most look forward to every week.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So you don't get tired of doing awesome shows?
No.
Like I said, if we ever did one. We might get tired of it.
Every time Gambus Con's on the show, it's an awesome show.
Thing is, I might be tired at the show because I'm usually sleep-deprived when we do it.
Yeah.
But...
That just makes you better.
I look forward to doing it every week.
Now, and see, you got it backwards. Gambus is always awesome on our show.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But he drags the rest of us kicking and screaming from mediocrity.
Damn.
And
we're like 6.0s. He's like a 10.
Man, guaranteed.
Jeez.
Most weeks I'm a 5.0.
No,
the Gambus Khan is a 10 every week.
No, you're the... You're
he's
the,
a shining 10
dude,
every
you're,
week.
You're the announcer voice, man.
Yeah. But
that's right. I ain't got shit. I'm nobody.
You're the damn host.
You're the ringmaster, dude.
Everybody hates me.
You're the ringmaster.
He says, from your biggest UK fan, Lee Kelly.
Thank you. We appreciate
thank
all
you,
the nice
thank
things.
You.
Next question comes from Psycho360. I haven't heard
Psycho.
From him in a while.
No, Psycho. We haven't had a question from Psycho in a while.
He says,
who is now on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, I think he is. He says, I got a question for ZT. Does your extensively large video game collection ever make you sad? I mean, I see the torment you must go through trying to play every game that comes out. You never seem to be able to stick with one and really appreciate the whole game. What the fuck, man? I just talked about 30 hours in Dragon Age. Come on now. I mean, it's a lot like women. Sure, it's great to go Pokemon and collect them all, but sometimes you can't beat finding a great one and really putting some time into it. Well, I have been this year. I have several games that I have double-digit hours into.
Hmm.
Double-digit hours into. Uncharted, Infamous, Trials, Dragon Age, Assassin's Creed. I mean, those are all games I put double-digit hours into, and I'm sure there are other ones that I've... I usually try to complete every single game that I play. Which, yes, it is a torment. Yes, it makes me sad. Because when I sit down at night, I have to shuffle through 10 different titles before I decide what I'm going to play. What time that I have to play. And now that I'm, you know, I have a family and I have so much work that I do, it becomes even worse. But yeah, I just don't have, like, the massive amounts of time to play games like I used to. Which is unfortunate, but at the same time, I'm not unhappy. I have plenty to play, and
yeah.
I probably have enough games to keep me occupied till I'm 80, and it's just going to keep getting more and more and more and more, and I'm never going to be able to finish half of them. But I do finish, and you know what's funny is I finish more games than people who don't have the time to finish them. So, in all honesty, for people out there, you know, who spend 60 hours in Modern Warfare, I've completed 6 games in that amount of time. So... And I'm not upset. I actually am more of a single-player person anyway.
Yeah.
Where are we at on time? We got time for another one.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time.
All right. Next question comes from Yo-Yo Guy.
Yo-Yo Guy.
He says, oh, hello, N4G Podcast. Got
hello.
A few cues for you. I am not making that up. That's what it says. It says, hello. When Arkham Asylum came out, it got great scores and everybody loved it, right? Well,
agreed.
Here's the thing. I didn't. Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's not that I thought the game was bad. It's because of an experience I had with it that I had that had nothing to do with video games, but everything to do with Batman.
Dun, dun, dun.
I used to work at a magic shop over the 2009 summer to earn some extra money because I was tired of being broke. I did all kinds of things, mostly nothing to do with magic, but one of the things I had to do was dress up as Batman and entertain at a party. Now, me not being a very charismatic person hated it to death, having to talk to little kids and explain that I am really Batman for the millionth time. So here is my question for you. Has an outside experience turned you off of a game or just made you not want to play one?
That's an interesting question.
Could I help you?
I'm trying to think if that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I don't think it has for me.
I mean, I've had situations in my life where, like, I was having a bad day or whatever, and it made me not want to play a game.
For that day?
Yeah, for that day. But I've never really had a situation like that where it turned me off one, where an outside influence turned me off one game specifically.
Yeah.
That I can think of, at least. I mean, I'm sure I probably have, and I just don't. You know what, I did have a game experience turn me off playing a game. It's called the first time I tried to play Kakuto Chojin and realized the game sucked. That made me not want to play it. I know that's not really what he's asking.
No,
but
he's asking for outside influences.
Hmm.
Right. I can't think of anything. No, I can't say this happened to me. No,
maybe if a movie sucked. I didn't want to play the game.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
There's but that.
Other than that, I've never dressed up as anybody or... I don't know.
I can't think of one. I really can't.
No. It's a good question that I can't answer.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I can't I can't think of anything specifically. If I think anything, think of anything over this week, I'll make sure I mention it.
All right. We got one more I'm going to do before we close out the questions and get to the tweets. It's a big one, so let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Scruffy K says, "Sup, fellas.
Sup.
Instead of having a tweet this week, I've made a return to your forums to air two grievances and ask a question or two. So first off, I have a request to make. I don't know if I'm alone in this feeling, but could you stop with the fanboy bashing? I know they're annoying and you have to deal with them more than the listeners, but it's kind of making you guys look like smug bitches.
Hmm.
Not so much you guys. It's actually mostly other podcasts that are really bad for this, but sometimes it can make the show really unpleasant to listen to. I hope you guys aren't offended by that, because I don't think you're all smug bitches."
Well, thank you.
No,
thank
I'm not offended by that.
But it's not very pleasant to listen to. My other grievance is, what's all this about the multiplayer for Modern Warfare 2 being broken on PS3? I only own a PS3 since I don't have the money to own both consoles and pay for university, so I can't compare it to the multiplayer on the Xbox, so I can't compare the two, but it's probably safe to say that it's lacking some of the 360 features, but it's a long way from broken. I've been playing it pretty much straight since I bought it. I haven't had many problems with it at all. No lag, no matchmaking issues that I noticed, no party system problems. I'm not sure how it's broken."
Hmm.
Did we say it was broken?
Let me clarify what we're talking about here. We mentioned that there were problems, and we mentioned it from reports.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in all fairness, there are people who haven't had a broken Xbox, too. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just a generalization of what a lot of people reported. I did not play it on PS3, so I don't know.
Right. Wasn't there patches that fixed a lot of things, like right when it came
out?
Oh
yeah, there's been a ton of patches that have fixed it since. But when you get a game, and this has happened with games on both systems, that when a game is released, there's a lot of problems that get patched immediately. And I know that people were out at the Modern Warfare Midnight launch, and where do you think they went right after they couldn't connect to a game on PS3? Straight to the internet to bitch and moan that the game was broken.
Right.
I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, and that's all we reported on.
Most of what I heard was PC people having trouble with the PC version.
See, I heard a lot of reports of the PS3, but then again, it's all user experience, and it's all what you read, because you can't obviously play every version of every game and do everything. So that's what I want to clarify. We weren't dogging on the multiplayer for the game. We were just mentioning what people had reported. Me, personally, playing it, I haven't seen any issues other than the normal lag here or there, maybe. You know, maybe not finding a game here and there, but this is on 360. On PS3, I'd imagine it's probably the same. I know we had big trouble with Uncharted.
Yeah.
We could go online and complain about that, but there's a million people who haven't had that problem.
Right.
So, you know, it just varies by person to person. He says, "Anyway, my other request is for some of your listeners, PS3 players specifically. I've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare 2, but don't really have anyone to play with. Most of my friends are non-gamers, so if there's anyone out there who wants to play some Modern Warfare 2 on PS3, then add me up. PSN, Habs_fan39. And yeah, you guys can say my PSN name on air." I guess you probably should have prefaced that in case I couldn't, because I already said it. "Keep up the good work, fellas. Still the best podcast on the interwebs. Be more than happy to play online with you guys on PS3 if I ever see you online while I'm on. Peace."
Thank you.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, we can. We probably should try and tone down the anti-fanboy.
I think it's comments. I think it's a crawl in our ass.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly just it's a personal thing for a lot of us. So, but we should probably try and tone it down. I'll agree with that.
I still read forums and I get mad, and I'm like, why am I getting mad?
Yeah.
I want to respond, and then I'm like, I'll just add to the problem.
Yeah, that's another thing I was thinking about on the way over here, was that I don't know why I let it bother me, because you know what? If people want to play games the way they want to play games, they can play games that way.
I think it's a combination of how passionate we are about the stuff. And it feels like you're being personally offended.
Right.
And you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because
it's
stupid.
Yeah. Well, and two, like he said, we see it occasionally, probably not more than most of the people that listen to the show, because
they all frequent the website and everything too, but I mean we see a lot of it, so it sort of colors our conversation, but that's a good suggestion. We certainly don't want to turn anybody off the show by being negative Nancys. Because we're not overly negative people.
Actually, we're very positive when compared. We're very positive about
I don't
a lot
listen
of stuff
to other podcasts.
No,
so
I'm not talking about other podcasts.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm just talking about gamers in general.
Oh, gotcha.
A lot of people are so jaded nowadays that, and we try to play everything. At least most of us do.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if you want to try it, try it. If it ain't your thing, it ain't your thing.
Yeah. So, but we apologize for coming off like smug bitches. we certainly don't want to be smug bitches.
Thing is, I listen to a lot of game podcasts, and
Gambus wants to be a smug bitch.
And there's some that are really, really anti-fanboy. And then there's some that, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know.
Damn, I can't believe you used the different strokes.
Different strokes.
So, I mean, it just... okay. It just depends, you know. I guess I'm an equal opportunity gamer myself, you know. I mean, I play the DS and PSP for crying out loud, so.
Does that make you what an is equal? That? That sounds very offensive right
there. Yeah, that was very smug. Bitch.
Smug bitch.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I play all the game systems. As a matter of fact, if I had a more powerful PC, I would like to play some more PC games.
Yeah. But no, we, as always, I mean, I hope that this is understood. Maybe it's not, but I hope it's understood that, I mean, these questions don't all have to be positives to us. Like, if you guys honestly have things you don't like about the show, we really want to hear them.
Yeah, you can yell at us if you want.
Yeah, if
you want to.
I hope that it's understood that, I definitely appreciate, old Scruff's honesty, and we're definitely not going to get offended by it for sure.
I'm gonna cry in the corner.
But honestly, I mean, like I said, I hope that it's understood. If it's not, I hope, you know, it is from now on that if you guys have negatives about the show, or you have things you don't like, or you have things that you wish we wouldn't go into or talk about, feel free to tell us, because, I mean, the bottom line is we're doing this for you as much as we are for us. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, if you have stuff that you don't like about the show, definitely tell us for sure. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred Rogers.
All right, fine.
What don't you like about our show, Fred Rogers?
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
I would probably tell her, I don't know who the F you are, Lady Elaine.
There are no such things as real monsters.
Oh, I beg to differ.
There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
Wait, what?
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
Really?
Furry and brown.
Furry and brown costumes to look like dinosaurs? I don't know that many of the dinosaurs were furry and brown.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they were.
Right away.
Right away they were?
Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer?
I have, yes. I've seen quite a few people play the game called soccer.
You're the coach, aren't you, for the team?
I am not, no. I've never coached soccer. I used to actually do the announcing in a booth for soccer games in high school.
We've come to learn about soccer.
Yeah, yes, we have.
Have you ever had a checkup?
I have, yes.
Did any of it hurt?
There are parts of it that hurt that I would not like to not go into on this podcast.
Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot, sometimes that does hurt, doesn't it?
It does.
Shots are like big pinches. The hurt goes away after a while.
It does. The physical hurt goes away. The emotional hurt sometimes doesn't go away so quickly.
What do you do when you're angry?
Well, Killer Wolverine throws stuff. I tend to just clench my fists and shake and rage at the heavens.
Yes, I'm just going to feed my fish and then I'll go out and wait for you.
You're going to go out and wait for me to shake my fists and rage at the heavens after you feed your... Wow. Okay. Well, give me a minute.
Did you see how many sticks I brought
today? I did. There were at least 7 sticks.
Three.
Oh,
three
only
sticks.
Only 3?
Each one of them has a hole right in the middle.
So that maybe that's why they look like 7 sticks, because they have holes in them.
And I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole. It's in my pocket here.
I'm not 100% sure that I want to see what's in your pocket that's going to fit in that hole.
Can you find the cat?
Both my cats are at my house.
Please, that don't hurt you or anybody else.
I'll try my best to not hurt anybody else in my search for the cat.
What a special friend you are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're a special friend to me too, Fred.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, fine.
Thanks.
Anyway.
That was an interesting tangent.
He says, P.S., I've got a few gamer friends in Brazil who play PS3 and Xbox 360 and who didn't import them, so I don't know what Sony's talking about. Maybe the stores are importing them. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, they're... As our good friend VitorBR explained to us last week, they are available.
I thought they had numbers about their PS3 sales in Brazil at an E3 conference a few years ago. I don't know. Maybe your Brazilian listeners will correct me. Also, Gambus is the bomb, and the announcer man has to sing another song because Back in Black was hilarious. PPS, I just realized I never asked a question. Killer Wolverine's, he's not here. He can't answer it.
We'll get back to it next week if Killer Wolverine's actually here. Thank God for Skype, because I'm pretty sure that Killer Wolverine probably wouldn't be here from now on if it weren't for Skype.
Thank you very much, sir, for the compliments.
Indeed, and for the criticisms. We appreciate them both.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, time for the tweets.
Time for some tweets.
Tweets.
Oh my right. God! What the
well,
fuck
I wasn't
was
able.
It?
I wasn't able to verify this one thing, so I don't know that I actually want to say it on the show. So we'll go through the rest of the tweets. Someone sent us a news item that is not confirmed as of yet, so I don't want to mention it on the show for fear of spreading around a rumor that's not true.
Yeah, it's probably best that we just leave it as a rumor.
Yeah, I haven't been able to confirm it anywhere else yet. So
we could have had breaking news.
Obviously, next week if we get confirmation, we'll mention it. But for now, I don't want to go into it.
Yeah. Sure.
So let's see what we've got here. Okay.
Do you have ways of showing you're angry?
I do. I'm about to show them right now. Iorkara said he was listening to our podcast of N4G at our podcast of N4G. That's my bad. Listening to our podcast at 2 a.m., and it's the best. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
H-Dogger says, adding on to last week's tweet, he can now afford all four games he asked about without selling any organs thanks to Amazon.
Hmm.
So that's fantastic. I will still buy half of your kidney if you're willing to sell it for my own purposes. Kidding, of course. That's what you think. Iorkara says, my PS3 died.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that,
ouch.
Man. That sucks.
Wow.
Silfo says, hey, guys, I'm still behind by about 5 shows, but I'm getting there. The shows are all hilarious. Keep up the awesome sauce. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
ShotCaller33 says, what it do, N4G crew, just for laughs, have two of you tell your mama jokes in the voice of Aaron Neville, and then someone in the voice of Barry White.
All I know is there's only two fat people in the whole world, and your mama's both of them.
Come on, Gamus.
What are you doing? You doing Barry White or are you doing Aaron Neville?
Let me see.
If I do Barry White, I just sound like a demon.
You can't get enough of your love. Hey, baby.
This is Barry White.
Your mama's so fat. Your mama's the fattest baby.
Oh, man.
Sat on a quarter in George Washington's green. Baby.
That's not Barry White at all. That's straight out demon.
That's like...
That's your like, mama's so fat.
That's like, a demon telling your mama jokes is what that is.
It's like Beelzebub right there.
Your mama's so fat, she got to iron her clothes in the driveway.
Solid.
Oh,
even
man.
The lamest Yo Mama joke is made better by Barry White voice.
Yeah. You know, I can't really make up a Yo Mama joke off the top of my head.
Just use a generic one.
Just use a generic Yo Mama.
But you got to do it in Aaron Neville now.
I don't even know who that is.
Yo Mama so fat. She fell over, broke a leg, and gravy pulled out.
Oh, yeah, that gravy. Gotta give me some of that gravy.
Yes.
Pulled out of
her
leg.
Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes.
Wow.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo. Yo Mama.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo Mama.
Your mama's so fat. Jumped up the air, got
stuck.
I can't do that. It's too much.
Bye.
Your mama's a fat ass. Related to that. Your mama's so stupid.
Man,
the daughter was chilly outside. She went got a bowl.
Man, I'm gonna have nightmares about this voice.
About a demon telling Mama Jones.
Wow.
Your mama was so poor. She thought a quarterback was a refund.
That's terrible.
That's my Barry White. That's terrible.
Don't you understand? I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
Me too, Arnold. Me too.
That's amazing. Where are we?
Your mama's
house. How
about
some make-believe about musical instruments and hoes?
I love that one.
I can tell that's your favorite one.
I don't know the
shots are like big pinches, but the hurt goes away after a while. That's something that I know for sure.
No, it wasn't that one. It was the...
And I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole. It's in my pocket here.
Oh, this thing is just turned into an enormous debacle.
Oh, but it's awesome.
All right, so back to Twitter.
Verk says,
now that all the major games came out this year, what are you guys going to play until mid-January besides Saboteur?
No, I'm not going to play Saboteur, probably.
You're not?
No, I'm kidding. I probably will play it, because I'll probably end up reviewing it, but Assassin's Creed and everything else that I mentioned earlier that I haven't had time to finish.
Yeah, that's my plan, is just to go back and catch up.
Yeah, same here.
Not to be confused with ketchup.
Or mustard.
What did the daddy potato tomato say to the baby tomato? Ketchup.
Wow. Awful. That's the worst joke ever.
Yeah.
But it was made infinitely better by the voice.
That's the worst joke ever. That's almost as bad as this one. Ask me if I'm a school bus.
Are you a school bus?
No, that's ridiculous. Snoop Dizzle says, hello, fine sirs. I was wondering, what is your favorite Sean Connery film?
They probably felt really good after they had talked with her.
What is your favorite Sean Connery film?
The Rock.
Rock.
Welcome to The Rock.
Losers always whine about not their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Fuck the prom queen.
No.
My favorite Sean Connery film is probably Goldfinger.
Yes.
Thunder Pussy.
I would say.
Just making some popcorn.
I'd say old school Connery would be Goldfinger.
Goldfinger's fantastic.
And then newer school would be The Rock.
I don't separate. I don't segregate.
You don't hate. You appreciate.
I do.
You're not a hater.
No. I am a player hater, though.
You're not a hater. You're a waiter.
I don't want to be a player no more.
Yeah.
Not a player. I just crush a lot. Jay Borsick says, favorite game that no one cared about this year? I know it's not time for game of the year, but this would be a good one. You're right, that is a good one. Favorite game that nobody cared about this year?
Was there a game nobody cared about this year that I actually...
Yo Mama.
Trying to think.
We're talking about before it came out, Trials.
Yeah.
Nobody gave two shits about it.
Yeah, but everybody cared about it afterwards.
Well, no doubt, because it was fucking awesome. God, that's a tough question. what game came out that nobody cared about? Was there one?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I can't think of a game that I really liked this year that nobody cared about ahead of time.
There was a lot of games that I liked that I didn't care about before I played them.
Oh, he comes up with a good one, actually. He says, he continues in another tweet, he says, mine will probably be The Saboteur. He said, hopefully if it's a good game. He says, but one that's already out is Call of War as Bound in Blood.
That was a very good game.
That's a good one there.
That really was a good game. That game was so much fun.
I'm trying to think of anything else that was a cool game that nobody really gave two shits about. I liked Operation Flashpoint. Nobody really cared about that.
Yeah, nobody really did give a shit
about
that.
It wasn't fantastic, but I thought it was pretty good.
Wow.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else that...
Surprisingly, Lego Rock Band.
There you go.
Nobody really gave a shit about that game. It was good. Yeah. I mean, it's just Rock Band, but it was good. Hell. I don't know.
I don't know. It's Sega.
It's Sega.
Monster Hunter Freedom Unite.
Oh, yeah, but 600 million billion Japanese people cared about that, so...
Yeah.
I know that's an exaggeration before anybody tries to call me out.
600 million billion.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. So is that it? Did we come up with any other ones? Any other games that nobody cared about that you liked this year?
Dude, I'm sure there's a bunch, but I can't remember them. I wish I had a list of every game that came out this year. Of course, that would be like Santa's list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only without the naughty and nice.
Oh, there'd be naughty on there.
Your mom is naughty and nice.
All right, fine.
Aquapod says, just got into Metal Gear Solid 2. Turn around before you get so confused that your head explodes. He said he realized he's missing parts of Snake's background. Is it important? Are they important to play in order like a movie trilogy? I'd say it's pretty important to play those games in order. I mean, it's not necessary, but it's pretty important if you want to get a good
Don't play
overview.
4.
Yes, definitely don't play 4 if you haven't played all of them.
Actually, don't play 4 if you haven't played 2.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
You can probably play without playing 1, but beyond that, you shouldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
So you go back and play 1.
And I actually never finished 3 and still enjoyed the other 3, so...
Well, 3 is not...
Right, 3 is Big Boss,
yeah.
But, I mean... It still gives a lot of backstory, especially for... There was a lot of stuff that was very confusing for me in 4 because I never beat 3. So.
Well, the thing is, Metal Gear Solid 4 actually borrows a lot of story elements that are established in 3 and 1.
Yeah, there's you shouldn't play 4 until you play all of the other 3.
But I think it's obviously the most direct sequel to 2. So,
right.
Well, yeah, but yeah. There's a lot of things in 4 that reference 3.
Yeah,
yeah.
And a lot of things, and 1.
Well, everything
especially
references 1.
Yeah.
All of them reference 1, except for maybe 3.
Right.
Yeah.
John W. says, will you please thank Zero Tolerance for the God of War code? It worked this time. Hope you are all well. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
You're welcome, brother.
And Zero says, you're welcome, brother.
Right now, if you can.
Fixer says, for those of you that played Dragon Age, did you catch the Superman reference? Have a good show. I'm given to understand, and it's very likely that I'm incorrect on this, because, let's be honest, I'm incorrect on most things. I'm given to understand that that's only if you buy the Warden's Keep DLC. Specific random encounter along the roads only happens if you've purchased Warden's Keep. That's my understanding, which I don't think any of us in the room purchased Warden. No, you
no,
did Warden's
I have
Keep,
Warden's
didn't you?
Keep, but I'm at a loss.
Okay.
So much happened in that game that I probably wasn't looking for
Superman reference. I mean, I've heard it's a pretty blatant reference, so I imagine you would have got it if you saw it, but like I said, I'm given to understand that that only comes about if you have the Warden's Keep DLC.
Maybe I was oblivious to it. I don't know. Yeah, I completed Warden's Keep. I don't know.
Well, I think it's a random encounter on the road.
Yeah.
You know how you get those, but it only happens if you've got Warden's Keep.
Maybe it never happened to me.
MK2 Forever says, hey, hey, congrats again for the great show. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Hey, hey, hey.
You guys can inform, entertain, and be respected all at the same time, you crazy dudes. Thank you very much.
Yes, I've read about that in the Bible.
We appreciate that. One question for the crew. If you had the chance to be the CEO of Nintendo, Sony, or Microsoft, which company would you choose and why, and what would you do as CEO?
Dude, I'd probably go to Nintendo just because it seems like it'd be a shit ton of fun.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a blast to be the CEO of Nintendo.
I just walk into work like, it's me, the CEO.
Hello. Just,
since everything they release prints money, it seems like it would be easy to...
Hey, everybody, fill up my bag. Full of the money.
I'd be like, segues for everybody.
Plus, if I'm being honest, as much as I love all of the IPs that Sony and Microsoft have come out with, nothing really holds my heart like Nintendo IPs do, so it would be nice to go there and work with... or to be, you know, over top of the teams that are working on Zelda and Mario and Metroid. That would be pretty awesome.
Every day would be casual day.
But you had to wear a Mario shirt, and you had to wear a fake Mario mustache, and talk like a D's. Everybody's got to talk like a D's all the day.
That would be like the doorbell.
Either they got
me, Mario!
Exactly. They either got to talk like that, or they got to talk like,
it's me, Mario.
That's Bowser speaking right there.
Okay, so, and then MK2 Forever said the news thing that I didn't want to mention because I didn't know it was confirmed, but then he immediately sent me a tweet afterwards that says, update, don't mention that news. After some research, that seems to be just a really bad, it's a blog that's in really bad taste, I guess. Okay. We appreciate the heads up, and thank you for getting back with us to let us know that it was not a go.
Not confirmed.
DJ Scruff Money says, what did you think of the Destructoid Assassin's Creed 2 review scandal? I just heard about it. I guess Sterling gave it a 4.5 out of 10.
Assassin's Creed 2?
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable talking about it because I have no idea what it is. I haven't read the review. I haven't seen the review. I don't know what the content of the review is. And almost, I haven't played Assassin's Creed 2.
That's
so,
almost as ridiculous as Edge's score for Dragon Age.
What'd they give Dragon Age?
Five.
Oh, a five, didn't they? Yeah.
They give a lot of good games fives.
So, but I can't comment on that because I have not read the review or seen or heard anything about it. So... if that's true, if it's a 4.5 out of 10, hey, the one thing people just need to remember about reviews is regardless of what side it's from, it's all one person's opinion. So regardless of whether you agree with the opinion or disagree with the opinion, it's always one person opinion.
It's amazing.
I haven't played Assassin's Creed 2, so I can't comment on it, but I imagine I will disagree with his opinion.
I wholeheartedly disagree with his opinion.
But I believe they are the same, and this once again may be me being incorrect, but I believe they're the same website that gave Two Human a 2 out of 10, which I also disagreed with. So, but, I mean, that's why their site and our site exists, is to offer multiple opinions on the same games. So,
yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether I agree or disagree with a review score, I'll never hate on anybody for reviewing it because... that's just the way it is. You give the score the opinion, or you give the game the opinion you feel it deserves. And most people may disagree with you on that, but you can only review from your own opinion, not on anybody else's. Scruff Money says, keep up the good work, guys. You keep me from hating Mondays. Well, you keep me from hating Mondays as much as before. Thank you. We appreciate that. And he said, and I messaged Gambus about this yesterday. You guys should definitely do the N4G Radio Gamers Day with Uncharted 2. And I think if we do one, that's probably the game that it'll be. Because that's one game that we all have.
Uncharted.
Yep.
That appears to be it in terms of Twitter shoutouts for this week. So thank you guys very much for all the ones that you guys sent in. There were some really good ones this week. As always, if you're not following us on Twitter, do so immediately.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Why is that not on here? That's terrible.
Follow us at N4G Podcast. Also, individually, you can follow us at Zero Tolerance. Oh, no, I'm sorry. At ZTGD. Sorry, I get that mixed up. At GambusCon, at R. Wombold, and at Killer Wolverine, who is not here, so I probably shouldn't have given him a shout-out.
Oh, boo.
And also, GambusCon, take it away.
And if you're on iTunes, leave us a review.
Please.
It'll help us out. And it's just fun to leave reviews. I leave reviews on game podcasts as well.
Fred Rogers left us a review. He loves our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
He loves it. He thinks it's fantastic.
Yeah. Just take
sure.
Take a couple minutes and leave a review. I mean, if you like us, you know, give us some good stars. If you don't like us, you know, just give us some good stars. And,
oh, I'm glad you called.
And leave a little comment, because I like reading them. I think some of them are pretty funny.
I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole. It's in my pocket here.
It's in his pocket here.
So we love iTunes reviews. So.
Right now, if you can.
So, yeah, review it right now if you can.
Right now.
Yeah, just, that would be awesome.
Yes. Just drop on by iTunes and drop us a review. So
tell Lady Elaine to review it too.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were talking with her right now?
I would tell her to review our show on iTunes. That's exactly what I would tell her to do.
Lady Elaine,
please review our show on iTunes.
Yes. There you go.
See you then.
See you then.
See ya.
All right, Gambus. Right. I'm sorry. That's Zero's job, not my job.
Yeah, I have to tell Gambus to end the show for us now, please.
All righty, here it goes.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.